Coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 guten Tag.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, my goodness. Hello. It's Wednesday, y'all. Welcome into another funky, fresh edition of the Jay Rao Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me say this. Mwah! I do this, I should say. Kisses for all the girls in the world. The exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you something. The government may be shut down, but tonight we are live, all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. That's right, we are kicking. We doing our damn job around here. All right, look, tonight we're asking you guys about your favorite thing. Could be anything. So it should be a fun show. Plus, we have the Listener Lounge tonight. Smooth Lounge. Love that as always. Plus, my old school Get Hype song. Let me tell you, you're only moments away from a weather, I'm sorry, from a news update, the 3-minute commentary. And then on the other side, some of the best in the biz. It's the Jay Rao Show. It's Wednesday, 347-850-1272. Write that number down. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
It's a popcorn, man.
The Jay Rao Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are out in serious. The number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama called top lawmakers to the White House today as House Republicans continue to reject Democratic demands to vote on legislation ending a 2-day partial government shutdown. However, the president also made it clear he will not offer concessions. In an interview with the business news channel CNBC earlier today, President Obama again said Republicans need to stop holding his new health insurance law hostage.
I am exasperated with the idea that unless I say to 20 million people, you can't have health insurance, these folks will not reopen the government. That is irresponsible.
A group of House Republicans have refused to vote on a temporary funding resolution to keep the government running, unless it includes defunding or delay of the president's new health care law that took effect this week. Intelligence chiefs say the government shutdown is limiting their ability to guard against terrorism. NPR's Larry Abramson explains, some members of Congress say the White House should pass special legislation to fund intelligence activities.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told the Senate panel that 70% of the nation's civilian intelligence workers are furloughed because of the shutdown.
This seriously damages our ability to protect the safety and security of this nation and its citizens.
Clapper said the harm to intelligence gathering would grow the longer the government is closed. He said he and other intelligence leaders are assessing day-to-day which workers are essential to protect against the most serious threats. Some members of the Senate Judiciary Committee called on the president to authorize special funding for intelligence work. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
Day two of open enrollment in the new health insurance exchange is still proving troublesome for some states with a federally administered exchange website. Jeffrey Hess with Mississippi Public Broadcasting reports some applicants are choosing to enroll on paper rather than wait for the site to begin working.
heavy traffic is still causing problems for the roughly 275,000 Mississippians expected to be eligible to buy insurance on the exchange. 31-year-old Daryl Greenwood of Jackson, Mississippi, is uninsured because he is a type 1 diabetic. He decided to enroll by paper, even though the plan doesn't kick in until the start of the year.
I know, it's no problem, but I still, I want to go and get the ball rolling. That way, if I do get approved, I'll already be there and I won't have to worry about it.
Mississippi is one of 34 states with a federally administered exchange. The exchanges are part of the healthcare reform law. Open enrollment runs through the end of March. For NPR News, I'm Jeffrey Hess in Jackson, Mississippi.
In Tennessee, debris was strewn across a wide section of Interstate 40 today, with the highway closed in both directions after a church bus blew a tire across the median and slammed into a sport utility vehicle and a tractor-trailer rig. Officials say 8 people are dead, 14 others were injured after the crash that occurred about 40 miles east of Knoxville. 6 of the dead were passengers on a bus which reportedly was from a Baptist church in Statesville, North Carolina. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 58 points to close at 15,133. The Nasdaq fell 2 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Taking care of yourself. I have a question for you. When was the last time you went to see the doctor? Okay, I know September is Take a Loved One to the Doctor's Month, but I'm talking to you guys right now. When was the last time you went and saw the doctor? Was it 6 months ago? Was it last year? Was it 2 years ago? When was it? Let me tell you why it's important for you to do the right thing when it comes to you. Because guess what? You don't exist in this world by yourself. I'm pretty sure most of you all have family, kids, parents, whatever the case may be, people who care about you, and if you are no longer around, it would create not only heartache and pain for your family members, but it would create a huge void in society. I think you owe it to yourself, or owe it to your family members to make sure that you are healthy. I think you owe it to yourself to go to the doctor to make sure that everything is going the right way. Listen, I go to the doctor all the time. Matter of fact, I went to the doctor this past week, and she told me I need to take care of business. I need to change the way I'm doing business. Guess what? That's what I'm doing. But I have friends out there who will not go to the doctor for anything. They go when things start hurting. Well, let me tell you something. Newsflash. When your body starts sending you messages through pain, that means that there is a problem already, or a potential problem could be brewing. Don't ignore the pain. If something's going on with you, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor and just get a checkup, and especially for African-American men, or men in general, because men are the first ones who will never, ever, ever go to the doctor to find out what's wrong with them. Now, let me tell you something. It's not that bad. It's not that bad at all. But if you have family members that love you and that depend on you, it's important and imperative for you to do these things. I'm not going to sit here and continue to beat a dead horse, because what I don't want is for us to be talking about in September, you know, take a loved one to the doctor in September. It's May. You can go now. Let me leave you guys with the story of Digger Phelps. Digger Phelps, famous coach from Notre Dame. Was the basketball coach there for many years. Every year he goes and gets his annual prostate exam. Well, one of his friends told him, listen, Digger, you need to go twice a year. Once a year is not good enough. You know, some people tell you when you get to a certain age, you need to go once every 2 years or whatever the case may be. Digger used to go once a month. It was an annual event for him. Well, one day, he decided to go again. So he went to the doctor in February, but he decided to go back to the doctor in August to get his prostate checked again. No particular reason he decided to go. Guess what? He had developed prostate cancer. And what they said to him was, had he not came back when he did and waited for his annual review, who knows what would have happened. If that story alone doesn't change your mentality and your thought process about this very serious matter, nothing will. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L-E-A?
Man, what's crackin', baby?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Now, that's what I'm talking about, baby. When you come in the show, man, sound fired up. You got me fired up, bro. Why are you so hype right now, baby?
Man, because it is what it is, baby. And I work tomorrow, then I'm off Friday, baby. That's
why that's
I'm fired so hot.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
One more work day this week. Hell yeah.
I knew it.
You know it ain't because I'm doing this old bunk ass show. Come on, stop. Mm-mm.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something. Yeah. I'm getting tired of you bad mouthing the franchise.
Oh, damn you. What you going to do about it? Fire me then, you black bastard. Fire me. That's what
you know what?
Do.
And just like that, my high has gone down. I can't say it. What's up, Mr. Elias, man? How you feeling, my brother?
Man, I feel like $1 million, baby. Warmed over twice, baby. Yeah.
So why are you so...
team is doing well. You know, man, life is all good, baby. Life is
Let me ask
all
you bro.
Good.
Why are you so fired up about your homecoming thing? That's what I want to know. Why are you so fired up about that, bro?
I get to hang out with my bros that I ain't seen since last year. It's a good time, man. We get four. I went and got my fifth of Tito vodka, which I'm going to be drinking down there. And then it's like to hang out with some bros I ain't seen, man, since last year, man. You know, some of my good friends, some frat brothers. Man, this is a good time. You know?
But let me ask you something, Mr. Elias. You're not going to wear that blue-white school jacket you bought last year, are you?
Yeah, I'm wearing that one. Why not?
No, don't wear that, man. Don't do that, Mr. Elias.
That's my frat jacket. Why would I wear my frat jacket?
Hey, man. Okay. All right. Well, hey, can you take pictures? Can we post them on the show page?
Yeah, by all means. I'm not going to take no pictures, though. Ooh.
Why not?
Name me all the times you see. Hey, at your mother's birthday party, how many pictures did I take? I'll wait.
That's because
I'll wait.
You're a criminal. You don't nobody to find your ass. I noticed that, bro.
Go,
every time
baby.
I see a picture
there
of
you. There you go, baby. There you go. Now, you shouldn't take pictures because they look like rude. That big-ass tan jacket is sexy on him.
Okay, okay, I knew it. At this time, this is where I bail out and go get Momo B. I'm tired of talking to you. Like
go
the damn
get Momo B. Don't get it like a match.
Match is lit. Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Yeah, right.
Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for
your
damn
mama.
Mammy. Yeah. But then she was looking good, though.
Looking good.
She was looking fine.
Yeah.
Like old ass wine. And a leather suit. And her hair was kicking. Like Bruce Lee.
What the?
Oh, I'm on a ride. Momo B. Hey, girl.
What's up? What's up? What's up, party? Mr. L to the E-S in the place to be.
What's up, Momo?
What's up? What's up?
What it is, yo? What's up? Can a brother get in your good?
In your good?
Disturbing me, and I need to be home in the comforts of my living room.
Oh, so you get in your bathtub and do what you do, huh?
Do what you do, yes.
He says he's driving fast. Why you let him take the car with him instead of you driving fast?
Because he had to go to work when I was already at work, so.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know, look, we don't want to get your personal business. Just curiosity killed the cat.
Well,
okay, there you go.
All right, well, that's my impression. But I'm back. Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. All right, folks, it is Wednesday. Welcome in, folks. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272 on a beautiful Wednesday. You know, listen, we have so much to do in a very short period of time. Want to say hello to some folks. We'll do that a little later on. Got a nice, nice message from a guy who says that we are his best friends, Mr. Elias. All of
wow.
us.
Wow. Was that that guy who sent you a message that one time? It wasn't him, was it?
No, not him. No. Not that guy. This person says that we are his best friends, and what he means by that. Huh?
That says a lot about him.
Well, no, because he said what the best friends do. You know, basically the premise of his message is, look, best friends hang around each other. They talk around each other. They spend time with each other. And he said he spends his times Wednesdays and Saturdays with us. So we his best friends.
Well, thank God for him, Jay. Thank God for him. I like people
why
like
we
think, that. I do.
Whoa. Why are we thanking God for him? Just out of curiosity.
I thank God for our listeners, man. I thank God for all our listeners, man. They can do anything else in the world, but they hear what us listening does.
But should we thank God for them, or should we just say thank you? Why are we thanking God for them?
Because
this guy.
He made our listeners, Jay. He made our listeners. That's why. He made everything.
Yeah. He has a cool name. His name is Winton. That's a cool name. I like that name.
Winton.
Yeah. So what's
Marcellus,
name, like?
Is it?
I don't think so. You don't look like Winton Marcellus. You look like, never mind. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so we're glad that he is, you know, listening. But he said we are his best friend. So we are your new best friend, Winton.
Thank
How you,
Winton.
Doing, my brother? Yeah. What's
Thank
up?
You, Winton.
From
Hello,
Ohio,
Winton.
Too.
I like yeah, that. From... I like that accent. That Winton. I like that.
Winton. Winton. They talking New
Thank
York,
you,
yo. Yeah, even though she's in Florida, she still got that New York twang going. Yo, what's up, y'all? Yeah, what it is, yo? What's up? I got you, girl.
I need something to drink tonight, baby.
Oh, get drunk.
Nah,
all right, look.
I need something to drink.
He said you need something to drink.
Yeah, I'm going to have a Momo B night tonight.
Hold on, dog. Hold on, what you mean a Momo B night? What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, I'm about to start drinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, here we
that
go.
That means you get ready to get nice with it.
That's it, baby. Tell him again. Tell him again.
We get ready to get nice with it.
Okay, he was just joking. Yeah. Is there an echo on here or something? All right, listen. All right, look, folks. All right, you know, top of the hour, coming up to top of the hour, good, bad, or indifferent, Dr. Princess O'Dea will be here. You know, let me tell you something. I'm getting tired of her ass going over on the Jay King show, showing her ass on Kings in the Morning, showing her ass, talking about my boy, Mr. Elias. Now, even though he's a troll and I can't stand his ass sometimes, but you can't be going over there and saying Mr. Elias was stunned by her beauty and he didn't know how to respond.
No, you should have heard what I said in response to her. How about that?
Just said this recently, Mr. Elias.
I punched him one on the J. King Network. As you know, I listen to J. King every morning. And I said, no, stop lying. She said, he didn't say much to me at all. He was just looking at me. I was like, I was on the air at the time. And then after I got off the air, I left. And I couldn't get a word in there as well because your ass was talking too much. How about
I don't know
that?
Why she thinks she's pretty, man. You know, I don't know what's wrong with that girl, man. All right, if you listen to this show, you know what time it is.
I say pay attention.
Ten good minutes. All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. And 10 Good Minutes, where we kind of talk about whatever's on our mind. And I tell you, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about this nonsense that's going on in Washington right now. I mean, this is ridiculous at the highest level, Mr. Elias. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's a law, so how can you stop it? You can't stop it. Stop being an ass.
and just go on and live with it, you know? And, hell, I've often wanted to live in Houston, but since that clown Cruz is there, I don't want no part of
it. He's not from Houston.
Yeah, I thought he was a senator from Houston, man.
Nah, he's from Texas, but he's not from Houston. That's for damn sure.
Oh, he's a clown.
Ooh, that's from Canada.
Silly, man. Oh, my God, he's silly.
Go ahead.
It's just ridiculous, man. It just gets up under my skin to know that. And then you hear all these news stories from Rush Limbaugh and all other. Oh, it's got a glitch in the system. Like, if the computer system crashes because there's so many calls to try to find out, something's wrong. Really? Oh, it just irritates me, man. It's really irritating.
I can't wait to Sunday. I'm going to have some choice words on Sunday about this because this is ridiculous. And the thing that's so here's the thing that scares me about it, though, is that it's not going to get to the point where it's going to affect everyday people. Like, you know, we always talk about this, especially if you listen to the Sunday morning show, 9 a.m. Central, right here on the TGR's radio network. Online radio at its best. Shameless plug. The way it works is this. Is that they talk about, we always say, well, it's always easy to give people advice when you sit in air conditioning. You know, it's like we talk about stuff like, okay, if someone is coming home to a damn dark house, if someone is coming home to an empty refrigerator, you know, it's easy for you to say, hey, just keep your head up, keep fighting. What you mean keep fighting? I'm hungry and my house is dark. So it's the same thing with these Republicans. It's like, hey, we don't give a damn about all that. We still getting paid. They should shut their crap down and see what happens.
You're right. Shut their paycheck down and take away their health care. Let's see how they like that. I guarantee they would cry like bitches. They would. I can't stand them bastards, man.
Ooh,
I can't.
Tell us how you really feel.
I'm serious. Honestly, how would you feel if somebody took your paycheck and you didn't get a paycheck? How would you feel then? Would you be happy with it then? Would you have the same outlook then? Hell no. I guarantee you'd be doing everything in the world to get yourself together and get it done so you can get your paycheck. Just stop.
Yeah, it's a bunch of nonsense, man. But like I said, I don't think it's really going to have a full effect. They were talking to people about it, and people were saying, well, you know, the government's going to eventually get it together. And these are people, they're talking to people that are sitting in restaurants eating food. They're not thinking about the kids that are not, you know, who are going to be affected by this with Head Start. They're not thinking about any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? None of it. You know, people who are on subsidies are not going to be able to get money. I mean, this is ridiculous. And y'all, man, I can't wait to Sunday because, you know, Sunday we're going to break down numbers. And as always, we're going to have an intelligent conversation by ordinary people. It's the serious side, you know. But I was thinking about that. It just really chapped my ass when I thought about
that. A lot of chapping.
Here's something else that kind
of
rubbed me the wrong way, too. I have a friend, man. This guy is a person that all he does is hang around white girls. That's all he do, dog. Matter of fact, he's one of these brothers that if they went to the Million Man March and they needed one brother to get to a million, trust me, we would only have 999,000 there because that joker would be across the street in the ice cream parlor sipping on some ice cream with his white girlfriend.
Mm.
And so here's the thing about it, right? Listen, I'm not prejudiced. White people listen to this show. But this dude has denounced sisters. Just said, hey, I can't deal with you no more. You got to go.
That's
I'm shocked.
Man. That's
what?
His preference. That's his preference.
What does that mean? What do you mean that's his preference?
That's his preference, man. If that's what he wants to deal with. No, you can't get mad at him for that, you know?
Oh, hold on, brother. Yes, you can.
Okay, how can I get mad at him?
Because you can't sit here and say that you're going to denounce your own race. This dude act like he don't see the color of his damn skin. Hell yeah, you can get upset.
Well, he wants to date. He wants to date what he wants to date. I'm not mad at him. That means there's more sisters out there for me.
You sound like a brother that got kryptonite in his pocket. That's what you sound like.
No, I'm just saying there's more sisters for me out there. I just said that. Maybe you was talking too much to hear that, though.
Oh, I didn't hear that part, you're right. I was bumping my guns. I didn't hear that part. You said it was what now? Yeah. There was what?
There's more sisters out there for me. Let him go and handle his business. Let him go and date the right woman. That's his thing. God bless him. If that's what he chooses to do, God bless him. I'm not mad at him.
Hey, look. Here's a dude named Tyrone. It hit me up on tag, talking about some, hey, watch your mouth. Hey, look, in his profile picture, he got a blonde white girl. Hey, man, let me tell you something. You a traitor. Benedict Arnold, you a traitor.
Why? Man, that's what he did. There ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Hey,
nothing wrong with that. Look, I don't draw nobody out for dating who they want to date, man. If that's what he only want to date, white women, then God bless him.
I want to say what's up to Chelsea D. And Chelsea D, boy, the D, dilly, 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 D. Oh, damn.
Chelsea White, ain't it?
Yes. Matter of fact, she is.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. Now, shall we keep talking about this? Shall we keep talking about this?
Hey, look at me.
What? So we keep talking about this?
Let me tell you something, bro. All I'm going to say to you is that there's nothing wrong with looking. But when you start denouncing, that's a problem. That is a problem.
Hey, look, that's his choice, man. If he's saying that's all I want to date is white women, God bless him. I'm not mad at him. That's all he wants to date. God bless him. Hallelujah.
I am.
Hey. Go ahead, dog.
Hey, look, I am. He can go to hell with all that. I am. All right, look, man, real quick, few minutes left. Okay, have you seen the Arsenio Hall show yet, Mr. Elias?
No, I haven't, Jay, because like I said,
Wait a minute, bro. Hold on, bro. It comes on at 10:30. You can DVR it, Mr. Elias.
Look, I'm trying to get my
sleep. No, that sounds like an excuse, because even if you don't watch
DVR
it,
I'll DVR it tonight.
So that way he can get his numbers. I mean, everyone's crying about his numbers. He can get his numbers if you DVR it.
Mama B, did you DVR? Mama B, did you DVR Arsenio Hall show?
I don't have to DVR it because it's on. It's on my TV every night. It's on.
It's on.
Live.
It's on and popping. And Momo B.
I know what support and my brother means. I support. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I'm big on support.
Can you support him.
Me, Momo? Can you support me?
I support you, baby. Can you support me is the question. Can you support me is the question.
Momo B, I don't think I can support you. I ain't got enough money in my pocket to support you, baby. I'm broke.
I ain't talking about money, boo. I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about housing. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
See, we couldn't get through the first segment without that weirdest ugly head. I knew it. It's just a matter of time. Can you want to support me, Mama B? Yes, baby. Yes. Ow. Yeah, I knew it. Couldn't get through it. There's always something. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's how it is, though. Oh, wow, what? We talking all wow, Mr. Elias. All wow, what?
Nothing, I just told him on Facebook, on the posting out there. It just got me tripping.
Oh, yo, hey, real community radio show, share with us. What are you talking about?
Well, this comedian, Zoo Man Miller, one of my friends that's a comedian, got a picture of a woman laying here, and she's got on a bra, and then for her bikini, she's getting, like, Skittles down by her private part. I'm like, wow.
Oh, okay. Hey, why don't you send that to me? Let me check that out, brother. All right, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by the Ribs on 5020 Highway 78 in Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat 14-95 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny Den that the J. Ryle Show sent you. All right, folks, coming up, we're going to check your travel forecast. We have the old-school Get Hype song. I know it's going to be fired up tonight. And we're going to get into the show. It's the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. Don't go nowhere, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
EarthPolicyCharts.com.
This is meteorologist Mike Seidel. Once again today, another ideal day to be flying out of the Northeast. We've got excellent visibility, unlimited, sunny skies, wind's not an issue, so we've got green planes at all the hubs there in New York City, up towards Boston, Philadelphia. It's been a good flying week. Hopefully you haven't had to suffer through a volume or mechanical delay. Down in Atlanta, too, not bad, the world's busiest airport. Some storms again popping up around New Orleans, maybe a stray storm in Houston, but not enough to fly the yellow plane, but we'll put that back up in New Orleans and Memphis with moisture feeding north, so just keep that in mind. Some of these smaller airports, there may be some slowdowns. But then you get back to the Midwest, we're back to some good weather at another busy airport, O'Hare in Chicago, 79 and clear. Watch the severe weather out through the plains today and again tomorrow, but avoiding Minneapolis-St. Paul today. Tomorrow you'll have some rain and thunder, so that may be an issue in the Twin Cities area on Thursday. And for the middle of the week, more showers in Seattle, but not the heavy rain we got doused with over the weekend with those series of storms. Southwest, Southern California, what can you say? It's October. It hardly ever rains this time of the year. And so we have the green planes flying at John Wayne, the Burbank area, LAX, and Phoenix at Sky Harbor. That's your Wednesday. Thursday into the weekend, cold front will affect Chicago, St. Louis, and eventually to the East Coast early next week. It's all there in your 10-day forecast from the Weather Channel and weather.com.
I'm Rick Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
And the preacher says,
We're going to turn to him 42. Oh, Piccolo Flex said, I can't play 42. He said, that's all right, bro. We know you're on parole. Let's try 106. I can't play that either, Mr. Preacher. Then he said, what about 39? I can't play it. What about 66? I can't play that either. Somebody stood up in church talking about, Piccolo Flex, the mother... And the preacher jumped up and said, all right, that's enough of that shit. Now, the man that called my piccolo player a motherfucker, bring his ass up here. Nobody moved. Man, this shit went on for about an hour. I was in church myself wondering who was the man sitting next to me. One more time, he said, well, the man is sitting next to the man. They're 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 sitting next to the goddamn man. Call my piccolo player a motherfucker. Do something. And people just, finally this one guy got him. He said, Mr. Preacher, don't shoot. Because I ain't the man that called your piccolo player a motherfucker. He said, what I want to know is who called that motherfucker a piccolo player. That's what I want to know.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You sure the hell is on a beautiful Wednesday, where the TGR's Radio Nation is open and ready for business. Welcome back in. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, that partner?
Man, I ain't telling you, mother.
Woo! You just don't understand. Momo Beezy is in the heezy. What's up, baby?
ABC. ABC.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
That's a grinder one.
Shake it, shake you, baby. Shake it, shake you, baby.
That's a grinder one, baby.
I miss Michael Jackson. I miss my little Michael Jackson. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, speaking of Michael Jackson, you heard that looks like the entertainment company was found negligent, Mr. L.E.S.,
really?
In assigning the doctor that eventually killed Michael Jackson.
Wow. Okay.
Shocked. Didn't see that one coming.
No, I didn't either. I didn't think they would be, you know, to be honest. Because I thought Michael Jackson hired Conrad Murray. But, hey, I've been wrong in other cases, so.
You know, I thought he did, too.
Yeah. I know.
Wow. All right, look, it is 7 minutes after the hour. J. Ryle Show, once again, beautiful Wednesday. Hope everything is working out well for you and yours. Saying what's up to some new people that's a part of the TGR's Radio Network Nation. What's up to Mr. Christopher Dubb, calling from Logan, well, not calling, but actually checking in from Logansport, Louisiana. Now, listen, folks, if you want to talk to us, you can call in, okay? I mean, I can't be messaging with you back and forth on tag or, on Facebook. I can't do it. So if you want to get in, 347-850-1272. All right, look, it's the top of the hour. You know what that means, right? Top of the hour, it means one thing and one thing only, Mr. Elias.
What's that, Jay? What does that mean?
Are you ready for your weekly surprise?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited about my weekly surprise.
Say please. Say please and I'll give it to you.
Yeah, well, keep dreaming.
Oh, that ain't please. That's good enough for me.
She's your queen.
She's the queen.
Yeah.
All day.
A queen to be forever.
Oh, my goodness.
A queen who'll do whatever is high.
Wow. Don't sound so excited, Mr. Elliott.
I'm very excited.
She's your queen.
Yeah. She's a queen. Yes.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to EvolveStrategyTeam.com.
Introducing
The
one and only
Princess Audelia.
Ah, bow down, saints. Bow down, Dr. Princess. Audelia, the queen of inspiration, has blessed us with her presence. Hello, Dr. Princess Audelia, the queen of inspiration.
Hi, how are you guys? Hello.
We were fine.
Yeah.
We are
like
fine,
the
I should say.
Like your energy. Love your energy. Woo, I'm so excited.
Really love it, Dr. Princess Audelia. Thanks for calling in.
Wow. Wow, really? Is that the way you guys want to treat me? Where's the love?
Because you ain't got no energy when you come into the show.
Yeah, you sound very excited to be here. Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't got no energy when you come into the show. You're supposed to, hey, what's up? No, you said, hey. You brought the show down a couple notches. That's why.
You did.
Okay. Hello, everyone. How are you? How's
just
everyone
great.
Doing? Is my sister in the house?
Of course she is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I am so glad that you guys are feeling me tonight and that you are excited to have me around.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are very excited. Yes. Can't you tell in our voice we're excited to have you here?
Mm. Here we are.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Oh. Is it me you're looking for?
Hell no.
No. I don't think so. Okay, whatever, Dr. Prinzo did. All right, so yeah, thank you very much. All right, listen, welcome in, folks. All right, look, we have a lot to get into. We ain't got time for you and your nonsense. How you been doing today? Here, real quick, Dr. Prinzo D. How things been going for you?
You know, things have been going well. Tonight I taught my students how to be your own thing.
Oh, okay, good.
Really excited.
Great.
And then I was preparing today to
yes.
launch some great things you'll see on Facebook.
Okay,
so
good.
I was learning a lot. I had quite a few clients.
Okay, this is not an infomercial. We just said what you're doing. We didn't ask you about your empire that you're trying to build. Thank you very much.
Hello?
Oh, what? What?
And I also emailed this young gentleman. I texted this young gentleman some great...
I texted this young gentleman...
a request, and I gave my heart and my love in the text.
Please, somebody put something in the mouth, because my zipper's stuck.
Thank you, Dr. Princess Aldea. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Please, somebody put something in the mouth, because my zipper's stuck.
So I would like to say this is a community radio show.
Hurry up, Dr. Princess Aldea. Yes. What?
We got walks in the house. We got walks in the house. Damn that.
You gotta stop.
You gotta stop.
Oh, Dotsky! Oh, hell no.
Dotsky!
Oh, no! There he is! He's a black vanilla artist!
Hello?
Okay.
30,455.
30,456.
Yes, baby, yes. We're having a mobile baby.
What's
up? What's up, JK?
Damn.
Damn, blow with you.
F. She is the best.
The hell he is. That's who he is.
Hello,
JK. Sorry. Princess Odelia, I'm not going to do a whole bunch of talking because I know you got a bunch of talking to do. You ain't lying there, brother. Ooh. Jesus.
Welcome in, light skin. Welcome in, brother. Uh-huh. Good to see you, man. It's good to see you, as always.
I'm happy to be here. You know, I was on vacation last week.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago, San Lucas. You know.
Ooh. Rich people.
Yeah. You know, me and my woman.
Ooh.
Took
your girl
around,
too.
She said, do this, do that. You gotta do that
wow.
all day. So you got them a week of the do this, do that, do this, this and that. And you gotta give them a week of that. Then you gotta get back to work, you know.
So you was one of those caring brothers that took your girl on vacation.
Never been there, brother.
No, never been there, man. I don't roll like that, man. You know, I'm sorry. I need to go, though. Well, you know, man, like you rich
you
people,
mean,
man. You know, I do all right. I ain't rich like you, though, now.
Think I'm lowfalutin'?
Hey, look, man, seriously, we need to have a plan. Me and Mr. Elias need to come out there, man. We need to come out there before the year's out.
I wish you would come hang out with your boys.
We do. We need to plan that trip.
Man. I'm game for it, bro.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not getting enough attention, Dr. Princess Aldea?
No, because you guys are miserable. Club, and we're supposed to be having a get-together for all of the TJRS Radio Network people.
Okay, this was me, Mr. L.E.S., and J. Ryle saying, hey, we need to get together. This ain't no Dr. Princess Odelia talk your face off show.
Yeah, what he said. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, words are afraid of Dr. Princess because she beat the hell out of words.
But can I say something? I was
actually going to
say something else regarding this text message that I sent to this gentleman earlier.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you hold that thought, Dr. Princess OD, because we do have a nation and a world to entertain. And speaking of which, let's get into the QOD, the question of the day. All right, the QOD, the question of the day, is a very simple one. And what we're asking you all tonight is, what are your favorite things? We're going to ask you a serious thing. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite color? So you know how we get down. So that's it. 347-850-1272. Call us and let us know the QOD, the question of the day. What are your favorite things? And Mr. Elias, you know how we do this. Every show we come to you first, and this, there is no exception tonight. So Mr. Elias, it is time for me to ask you, what is your favorite thing? Here, let me tell you what we're asking you. Check this out.
Okay.
Mr. Elias, what is your favorite piece of female clothing?
Favorite piece of female clothing? Hmm.
Yes.
A sundress.
A sundress?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. A sundress. Mm-hmm. Well,
like
why is a sundress?
The way it covers her and curves. I love that, man. I love that about a woman. A woman that can wear a sundress and wear it properly, oh, I love that about her, man.
Man. What about you, light skin? What is your favorite piece of clothing that a female wears?
I like women's panties.
Oh, damn. You do? Why do you like female panties?
Because all you got to do is flip them to the side and.
Damn. Females' panties. Okay. Any particular color, light skin?
I like the flesh colored panties. I like the red panties. I just like the sexy panties.
Huh.
They're real sexy. I don't want them damn bloomers, Doc.
Right. Wow.
All right. So he says he loves female panties. Mama B, baby, what is your favorite piece of clothing that a man wears?
I like his chain. I like if a man have a nice chain on, and that's about it.
Nice chain. This is like a chain. Like a gold chain.
Yeah, chain. Yeah.
I hope you're gonna take that chain off before you get in this bed.
Oh damn! She's got a chain. Wow.
Yes.
I thought that was jewelry, not a piece of clothing. But hey, you know, you qualified any way you want.
Ask me what I like, and that's what I like.
Okay, that's the favorite piece of clothing. Okay, thank you. All right, Dr. Princess Odelia, your favorite piece of clothing that a man wears.
Let's see. Clothing?
Yes.
This show is only an hour and two hours long, Doctor.
I know, right?
I love a nice linen outfit.
Linen outfit.
He said piece of clothing. That's one piece.
What are you doing?
One piece.
Yes.
Huh?
Piece of clothing. Linen.
I love a nice linen, summer linen, sexy outfit with
one piece of clothing,
Doc.
Yeah, I don't know. One singular. Hold up one finger. one.
Well, I can't. Well, you know, it's like this, dude. I'm telling you what I like. Therefore.
Okay, so why do you like? Okay, fine. Why do you like a linen? What do you say? A suit? Leisure suit? What? Why do you like this?
I don't know. It's just something sexy about it. He's like got a nice little, nice physique. I don't know. Just something cool, sexy about a nice. And I'm thinking specifically of like a white linen. I just love that. And then I love a nice suit. And I also love. I love when a guy has on some nice black with a nice shirt.
Open. So you want to see taco meat on their chest, huh? Taco meat.
No,
do you like a man?
I mean, he's got his, you know, just the first couple buttons unbuttoned. I like that. I think it's hot.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's fair enough. All right, so let me say that. Let me ask you, man, your favorite cologne, dog.
My favorite cologne? Oh,
yeah.
Man. It's I like a couple of them, but my favorite one is red.
Your favorite cologne is red. I'm talking about cologne that you wear. Red.
Red. Red. Yeah, it's called red.
Never heard of that. Okay. All right. What about you, light skin? Favorite cologne, dog?
My favorite cologne is Jean Paul Gaultier.
Oh, damn. I never heard of that either. Wow. Okay. What about you, Momo B? Favorite perfume?
I have a couple because I am like smell good queen, but one of my favorites is
the smell good queen.
I love smells.
I didn't know that was a title, but okay.
Yes, it's my title. It's called Daisy. I love Daisy. I love the perfume Daisy. And
Daisy, who made that? Who made Daisy?
I don't know, somebody. And I love the body spray, Coconut Passion. I love that. Yes. And I love the lotion.
Why you freezing hard?
Because
what's wrong with you, all right? What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What are you breathing on for? What's wrong with you? I love the perfume. Daisy. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I was trying to do a couple things at the same time and run to the room before you called my name so I could get situated and run and grab my bottle of wine together. So I was trying to do a lot of things, but you said, hey, Momo B, I was like, oh, go grab an oxygen mask while you're in it, Jesus Christ.
All right. Dr. Princess Aldea, what's your favorite perfume?
Okay, ooh. I have two. I love Chanel Mademoiselle.
Okay, she won.
Mademoiselle.
Damn.
What is that? Mademoiselle.
You said Chanel. Like
Chanel.
Oh, okay. I thought she was going to kids if you. Oh, okay. I thought it was like if you like Chanel, then you will love Mademoiselle. I thought it was that knockoff stuff. Okay, go ahead. Yes, Dr. Princess Aldea.
No.
Shouldn't it be a perfume that she's worn before?
No, I only wear parfum. And I do like to mix the parfum. The parfum is
what is
the
that?
Strongest.
Spell that, please.
P-A-R-F-U-M-E, parfum. It's the strongest.
Okay,
all right.
Oh, so you're bougie.
I do love Juicy Couture. But I have quite a few Juicy Couture.
Oh, okay. Look at you. I'm feeling that, Dr. Princess Aldea. So I'm looking at you in a different light right now. 23 minutes after the hour. Listen, coming up later on tonight on this network, it's the music business.
Light too, and the light is real low.
Be quiet, boy. Coming up on the JK Network is the music business. The way I see it, we're going to talk about what's coming up on the other side. Plus, there's a new show out there we want you guys to check out. It's called Nerdy Girl Talk Radio. Is that right, Mr. Elias?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, I want people to check that out tonight. I think that's they've been a firm supporter of this network, and I just think it's time to give the love. So some of you folks head on over there, too, after the top of the hour. You know, we're going to be doing music, so you know how we get down. All right, so listen, we're talking about your favorite things, all right, things that you like. All right, Mr. Elias, give me – we have time. All right, your favorite car, Mr. Elias, your favorite car.
My favorite car is a Maserati, Jay.
A what? A Maserati. Hold up, bro.
A Maserati.
Don't you have to own one of those for it to be your favorite car now?
Nah, I don't own one for it to be my favorite car.
Okay, all right, fine. Why is that your favorite car? Have you ever driven one before?
No, but I've been inside of one. So one of my partners that played pro football had one. I thought that car was awesome, man. Oh, my God.
Why would you want that car, man? I mean, that's a small-ass car, right? I mean, which one are you talking about?
No,
which model?
No.
Which model?
It's the, I'd have to look it up. It's the four. He had a four-door. And it was
okay,
nice.
I know. Okay, all right.
A beautiful car. That's a $125 car.
Oh, well, you know, that's what people do. I know you probably got three in your garage. What's your favorite car like here?
I like the Aston Martin.
Ooh, that's nice.
That is sweet. That is
That's
sweet.
Nice. That's nice. That's nice. I got to give him that.
Just
that's
for the
nice.
Record, I brought Janet some Daisy while we were in Cabo San Lucas.
Perfume.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It smells beautiful.
Who said that? Was that Dr. Princess O'Dea who said Daisy?
No, that was Momo B.
Momo B was, I couldn't make it out. She was going into cardiac arrest on me, so she's okay. Daisy. Okay. Momo B, what's your favorite car, baby? And I'm not talking about police car. I didn't say your least favorite, it's your favorite car. Police car?
My favorite car, I like the Jaguar, but I like the way that looks. That looks sexy. That's a sexy
with the convertible? The convertible?
No. I like convertibles, but I don't like the way they look with the top up. So I always had a thing with that. Down they look nice, but with the top up they be looking retarded. So no, I don't like that. But my favorite car that I've ever driven, which I've told you before, so you know I know what you're gonna say. But I like my 6-shift BMW. That was
Ooh,
my favorite car of all time because, yes, I look fly as hell driving that car. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing about that.
It works
you know,
the stick of my ride.
You stop at the light in the city of New York and you roll back a couple of feet and yeah, let everybody know you got a stick.
All day. So that's your favorite car you've owned. Okay, that's a good question. We'll bring that one back. All right, Dr. Prince, don't do your favorite car. Car that you love.
Bentley.
Why you Negroes got you got Pinto money and you got Cadillac taste. What the hell are you talking about a Bentley for?
Okay, this is what I'm gonna tell you. Now, I've driven, I'm
going to
give you this one.
Somebody let you drive a Bentley.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You
now,
must be crazy.
I do love
That's what
Lexus.
You have parked in that boy's driveway.
I don't know. But, I will tell you, I love the Lexus SUV. That I had that for a long. I love the way that drives, and that's a good family truck. I like that. I had that the longest, and I will say that it sits, it rides really nice. I like it. I mean, it's a very strong vehicle. And I've had Volvo quite a few times, and
okay.
That's what I have now. But
Volvo, okay.
But I've had those quite a few times, and even. I got that for my son too. I think that's a very reliable car.
Okay,
all
we didn't
right.
ask you about your son's car. We just asked you about yours.
Really?
Thank you, Bentley. Thank you very much.
I do love the Bentley. The next car I get, it will be a Bentley. I love the way it drives.
How you gonna do that? You
on
food stamps?
The Maserati is nice. No, I'm not on that. But the Maserati
oh,
is
Lord.
Nice. How you
gonna go from food stamps to a damn Bentley? How you gonna do that?
I need to
go to one of your damn classes if you can pull that off. I mean, hell, I'm interested. How can I be down? You're gonna go be from.
I wanna be down.
Yeah.
You need to get with the program
because
that's not the case.
I'm with you. So
anyway,
you can do that.
That's what I really like, and I do love.
Right.
I do love the Bentley. The Bentley
okay.
It's quiet.
Yes.
Just amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for coming out.
Have you been in a Bentley before, Dr. Princess?
Yes, I have. I've driven it, been in it, everything.
Okay,
yes,
so and you say that it's comfortable? You said it's comfortable?
Yeah, I think so.
Not the way, no, the seat is too small.
That's
it's
for
too
you.
Too small. And,
oh,
and,
that's for you.
No, it's too small.
That's for you.
You're wide ass. I know it's too small.
Well, that's for you.
Down.
That's for
it's
you.
For
but
me.
To each his own. I also love the Maserati. I really, that Maserati is a sweet, those Maserati,
I don't believe you
that line
in
is very
before.
Sweet too. But
that car is like being in a cockpit of a.
But I love the Bentley. That is
okay.
My, that's the one I will,
okay.
The car I will retire on, but I will always keep a Lexus truck in the family.
All
I
right.
Think that's
okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Mr. Elias, man, do you have the board? Because we're experiencing some technical difficulties around here.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
You got it? All right, listen, we're going to step out. All right, we're going to take a break. Coming
hold
up on the
hold
other
hold
side.
Hold.
Oh, you don't have me?
No,
I got
you.
Oops.
You.
Oops.
I was tired on mute. Back on you.
Oh,
yeah.
You put her on mute. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, the board works then. If it got her ass on, okay, it's working fine. It's working fine. It's working fine. Yeah, all right, so look.
You got on the.
Okay, I'm sorry?
No, sir.
What are you doing, man?
Hello.
What are you
hello?
Doing?
Hello. You're on mute.
Dr. Prince O'Dean, nobody's talking to you. We're about to go to break.
You're
unless you have something important to say, we have nothing to say to you. So what?
I do
I'm
have something to
too.
Say. I want everybody to watch Transforming Detroit Sunday.
Oh, see, you know what? You're smart. We can't hit her ass, and boy, she's going to get it out now because we can't hit her. Boy, I tell you. That's smart. That's smart. Right, look here.
Three square block radius.
I give you a round of applause. I give you a round of applause, Dr. Prison O'D. That's smart. Get it in where we can't hit you in your damn eye. All we can do is go la 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 la. We're not listening to you. La 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 la. That's all we can do.
I want everybody to know that I asked for Jay Ryle to.
Okay, I'm back now. Her ass is on mute.
Okay, thank you. Man, I didn't know what was going on. All right, man, let's go to break. All right, folks, we're going to step out. We'll be right back after this. On the other side, we're going to find out what's coming up.
I got a chance to mute her. It's still running slow. There's something wrong with blood.
Okay, but as long as you mute her, we good. That's all we worried about. As long as she muted, then that's half the battle right there. Look, I'm in. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. This is Jay Ryle Show.
Amen.
What are you doing singing like old Negro spirituals? What the hell are you doing? This ain't a damn March on Washington. Shut your ass up.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman, verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show, and the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of the Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we are going to Canton, Georgia, and we're looking for a young lady by the name of Deborah Lee Crawford. She's an African-American woman. She's medium complexion. She weighs 165 pounds. Her hair is black. It's shoulder length long. Color of her eyes are brown, and she wears no contacts or glasses. She was last seen at a Kmart located at 1750 Marietta Highway at 4 p.m. on August 19th, 2013, in Canton, Georgia. She was dropped off by a friend and picked up by a male by the name of Travis. She has tattoos. She has one across her chest that says Brent's Playground. Pictures of praying hands on her right forearm. She was last seen wearing blue jeans, a green shirt with a green M&M and a frog. The family has advised that Crawford has several mental disorders, including depression. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of this young lady are asked to call the Canton Police Department at 770-720-4883. Once again, that number is 770-720-4883.
4883. Attention, Detective R.V. Campbell. We pray for the safe return of this young lady, and we ask that you keep her family in your prayers. If you'd like for someone to be featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is get in contact with the show. You can call us now if you're listening to this live at 347-850-1272. We'll take the information there. Or if you're listening to this via Rewind or Archives, contact the show via email, thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Or go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Leave the information there. You can direct message me there as well. We pray for the safe return of all missing people, regardless of color. And I'm Jay, and I'll talk to you next time on Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Was the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
There were three little triplets started to school. And you know, on the first day of school, how the teacher have all the kids in line and asking their names and addresses, all the new kids. So the teacher said, "What's your name, little boy?" He said, "My name is Joe Brown." "That's nice. What's your name, little boy?" He says, "My name is John Brown." "That's nice." "So what's your name, little boy?" He says,
"My name is Jerry Brown."
"Say, how come you talk so heavy?" "Say, your little boys look just alike." And say, "But your talk, your voice is so different." "Say, could you explain why your voice is so different?" So the one with the heavy voice, he said, "Well, teacher, so you see, it was like this. So when we was born, so mom didn't have but two tits. And hell, I had to suck daddy's d-."
Alrighty then.
Wow, what does that mean?
Now get out!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Damn right, we're open for business, folks. We don't give a damn about a government shutdown because we all about making you laugh and giggle on a Wednesday. Broadcasting live on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Also, kicking it live on the J.K. Network, WCWK Radio, on the other BTR where the niggers hang out at. I'm telling you, it's all about having fun and having a great time. And I never travel by my damn self. My boy, Mr. L.E.S., is in the house. What's up, partner? Oh, I'm with you, Big Daddy. Mumbo BZ and the Heezy Hager.
Yes, chilling with the Get Fresh crew. Woo!
Oh, she said the Get Fresh crew. Woo! Man. Dr. Princess Aldea, the queen of inspiration. Hello, Doc.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
No. No, ain't nobody looking for you.
And, of course, the one and only light skin. What's the light skin?
Slipping into darkness.
Yeah, my boy's in the house. All right, now you heard me run down the networks that we're broadcasting live on. I'm pretty sure there's some few that I've missed. But we are on the J. King Network, and if you're hanging out over there, coming up at the top of the hour, it's the music business, the way I see it. Light-skinned man, what edumacation are you putting out tonight, my brother?
Tonight we are talking about writing and composing, the do's and don'ts of writing and composing. A lot of people think that, you know, this Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke was a copyright infringement of Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye. And those people are incorrect. It's not a copyright infringement. If it went to court, Robin Thicke would win. And we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts, what you should and shouldn't do, what you can and can't do when it comes to these types of situations, though. You know, but that particular one, Robin Thicke would not lose that case. He would actually win if it went to court. Marvin Gaye's estate would be out of a lot of money because he could countersue them and probably win. So we're going to talk about
wow.
that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an
and
education
the
right there.
You were the first one I heard talk about that. And then you were the first one I heard talk about that. And you're the first one I heard say they would lose. And then when Stevie Wonder came on and said the same thing, a lot of John Legend said the same thing.
And then you said,
Jay
King is kind of smart, huh?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, man. Wow. There you go. That's some good stuff. That's
yeah.
coming up top of the hour.
So we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts, you know, even, writing with other people. Sometimes, you know, guys get together and they write a song, and then, you know, the song comes out, it's on the radio, becomes a hit, and what they thought was going to happen, you know, this big celebration doesn't happen because they're in lawsuits with each other because the song wasn't split the proper way. Some guys think he gets more credit for this. Some people think that if a guy is writing the music and he's writing the lyric and the melody, that guy is just the producer and he's the songwriter, when that's not, in fact, the case. You know, the guy that composes music is also a part of that composition. So we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts, what you should and shouldn't do when you're composing with other people so that you don't run into those kind of problems.
Wow, edumacation. The edumacation of light skin, that's coming up at the top of the hour. Oh, we're about 20 minutes away from that. So if you're listening on the J. King Network, that is coming up. Mr. LAS, man, let's say hello to some folks, man. Who's in the chat room, my brother?
Jerome was free, and GLG was in there. We got a bunch of guests. And
smartest
Jerome
man in the world.
The nerdy black chicks talk radio comes on 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, so that's 10 o'clock our time. Okay. All
right.
So yeah. That's coming up. Yeah, okay, so check them out, too. I want everybody to check them out. I'm going to try to slip in there and hang out a little bit, too. I definitely want to hear what they have to say. They support us, and we definitely want to support them. 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day. Let me reset the table for you. We're talking about your favorite things. And so I want to continue that conversation. All right, Mr. Elias, here we go. What's your favorite sexual position?
Doggy style, man. I like doggy style.
Hey, why do you like doggy style, Mr. Elias?
There's so much more to do there, man. There's so much more to do.
What do you mean? What do you mean there's so much more to do there?
What
the hell
does
that mean?
I can do so much more there. I this is something I can't tell you about, Jay. It's something a woman would have to say.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure what else can you do, but what you can do from the back that you can't do from the front. Okay, all right, brother. I hear you. All right. So, light skin. What's your favorite sexual position, light skin?
Well, first of all, let me say this on behalf of Mr. Elias. When you say there's a lot of things you can do from the back that you can't do from the front, it's just a lot more. You can go a lot deeper. You can do a lot more. It's a lot of things that happen. But I got to be honest with you. My favorite position is the position that makes the woman the happiest.
All hell.
So
all day.
Whatever makes her the happiest. If she won't be hanging from that damn chandelier, and she jump up and down on it, I'm going to be on that chandelier. Jump up and down on it. Jump up and down on it.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh. All right, Momo Beezy and the Heezy Baby.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sexual position, girl?
Like you holding me down. I don't like that.
feel trapped. I have a thing about feeling trapped, so I don't like that. And not to mention, I don't like when your sweat drip on me. I don't like the sweat dripping on me. Nah.
Oh, God,
I don't like that.
Lord.
So, yeah. Anything where I'm in a position that I can run or move. Or
you can run. What do you mean by that? Well, you can run. Oh, damn. Oh, no, she didn't say that. Oh, my God. Yes, she did. I don't know why I'm tripping.
Yes. You can't be holding me down. You can't be holding me down.
Uh-oh. Somebody's doing aqua boogie. Who's that? Is that light skin? What you say, light skin?
No, I said you must be the Captain Long Dong.
Yeah, light skin.
Oh, light skin. Got aqua boogie going on. Light skin, man. You
hit
gotta
the
get
music. Hit
to
the
your...
music.
Uh-oh. I couldn't get look. The board is acting up. I was trying to get it. Light skin, you there, baby?
There's a double standard around here. There's a double standard.
I can't get to the board. I can't get. Oh, okay. Oh, he gone now. All right. Well, call back in, light skin. All right, Dr. Princess Aldea, baby. What's your favorite? What's your favorite sexual position, Dr. Princess Aldea?
I'm not going to tell y'all that.
She got to be mounted.
I didn't hear.
Yes,
doc.
I said, what is your favorite sexual position, Dr. Princess Aldea?
Let's just say I love
She loves
okay,
what I
but
that.
That's not
what
that's not telling
position?
Us what your favorite position is.
I love it all.
No, you gotta have a favorite. You gotta have a favorite. Everybody has a favorite.
Let me tell you his favorite position.
What is
it like here? In the mouth. In the mouth. Oh, damn.
Let me see you make some words happen now.
Somebody put something in the mouth because my zipper's stuck.
Oh, man.
Oh, you could play that clip, but you couldn't play the drowning song, I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever.
You know, are you all about controversy? Is that what you live for? You a troublemaker. You know that? That's all you do. You sit around and just,
Yeah, I got my hands on my hip. You can play that, but you can't play
I'm just throwing that out there.
I know, because that's what you do. You start stuff.
I'm very observant.
Yeah, you sure are. And you see all the wrong stuff. You get on my damn nerves. All right, so, Dr. Prisco, do you give me an answer? I don't want to hear this, maybe it should or would have. Give me an answer.
Yeah, well, you know, this is where I just get so uncomfortable having...
Oh, yeah, I appreciate
you.
We heard your old songs.
Telling you guys, my intimate dark secret. We heard your after-show conversation.
We know how uncomfortable you are. And you were sitting talking about, I'm so uncomfortable. And you talking about how you like this and do this and this in your favorite position.
Stop
there,
it.
But you can't tell me what's going on. Stop. Stop. Please.
It's just, stop. Just, you know what? Hey, listen, guys. Listen. Hello. All right. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Can you just tell everybody just came through and said, dog with this shit, I like it like this, I like it like that. You're going to give us a long-ass dissertation, which we don't want to hear right now. So just go on and tell us what you like. I like it from the back. I like it on my side. I like it in the front. Damn, just tell us. Oh, thank you. My ass tired.
All right, guys.
The reason why it seems like it's so long for her is because she always has to do this old conversation detailization. Just say five back, front.
The back. I think all, you know, you from the back.
There we go.
The woman is the
G spot.
That's where you hit the woman's G spot is from the.
Ooh.
We said okay. So
that's Mama B. Is that true? Is that true, Mama B? Is that true?
That's where I get my eyes from. That's why I like it from the back. I said I like it. I told you where I like it.
A woman. If a man figures a position like a woman, a lot of times, and ladies, if you have a hard time attaining an orgasm,
If you do it, like, that's why the bar stool is so fantastic. Because if you're leaning frontward over the bar stool and your buttocks are up in the air, okay, your man, you have a great spot to the G spot in that manner. Especially, ladies, if you put one leg up in one area, one leg, you know, it's fantastic. But people have to be careful. Like, if a woman has a tilted uterus, for example, it can be painful.
Okay, see, now there it is. You just blew my high. Now you're bringing in medicine words. You're bringing no damn medicine words in it. Use ass.
Now, darkness. This is the same woman that just 20 seconds ago said, I am so uncomfortable.
I know.
Yeah, because you know what she does? Instead of answering the question, like, she don't like to answer the question about herself. So she said, if a woman has to be the man,
that's true.
So as long as she feels like she's teaching somebody something, she's all right. But if she want to get technical with herself, we ask her, oh, I can't do this. I can't talk about it.
Oh, I know. I know. Dr. Prisodia, Mavis from Baytown, Texas is saying she couldn't hear what you said. So can you repeat it, Mavis? Mavis, baby.
She wants me to repeat. Well, I can. I just walked in a store. Give me a minute. I'll tell you guys about it in 2 seconds.
While she's in a store, because she's never, I just think she walks around Detroit all the time. She's never calling from anybody's house. Just roaming the damn street. You know, where's she at? She's at the bus station tonight. Oh, I'm at the bus station. Say hello to the Greyhound driver. Hello, Greyhound driver.
Now, Darkness, Darkness.
Yes.
She does a TV show in Detroit, right?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Is it on public access? Okay, because
what on public access?
She talks to us about the show as though we can get it.
Not on public access. It's available in Canada and all of Michigan. All of Canada and all of Michigan. It's on international, but I also get it on YouTube. Just go to YouTube. Transforming Detroit TV show. Go to YouTube.
Okay, fine, we'll go.
Your show was up there, so just go there and look and,
okay,
and
we'll
give
go.
Me your
we'll
comments
go.
And all that. The whole full
we'll
show,
go.
And then the other show will be there, too.
Okay.
Transforming Detroit. TV show?
Yeah,
Transforming Detroit TV show.
That's what he said.
Because it's a lot of timograms on there besides you, Pennsylvania.
Oh, but you know, Miss Terry watched it, and she is such a blessing. She gave me a wonderful comment. I just love it.
Oh, you wait till she show her ass up back. That's why she didn't show up tonight, because we're going to clown her behind that. Uh-huh. Yeah, giving you comments. I wouldn't give you a comment with
the
best damn thing on
mean,
YouTube.
No, Princess, that's what I'm trying to tell you. When you put in Transforming Detroit, a whole bunch of stuff comes up. It's not
Transforming Detroit TV show. If you put it there, it will come up, honey. If you could just go, hold on. Hold on a minute. If you go to the website, transformingdetroittv.com, just go there and it'll go straight to it. Transforming Detroit TV.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now, and this looks like one of them. This is public access.
That's what I thought.
You can get it through
all
the
podcasts.
What,
they got chairs and some tables laying out in the middle of the floor or something?
They got a little fake. They got her in the corner. They got a little fake plant behind her.
And I saw that one. And didn't it look like that plant? You know what, Pistol? Let me tell you something. I'm all about looks and presentation. When you have your hair all wild like that, up like that, you should have picked close to a plant.
I know. And you know what I said? Listen, that's when it was on the city. We are not airing. We'll be taping in our new studio. Right now I'm doing these shows aired when I was with the city on the city's network.
Hold on. They just put Princess Odia, PhD.
That's sad.
Oh, well, she's been lying. She's sabotaged her resume. All right, look, we got to say bye to the people on the J. King Network, right? Is that time to tell us? We got to say sayonara. All right, look, we're going to say goodbye to you all on the J. King Network. Enjoy what's coming up next. It's the music business the way I see it. Sounds like a very interesting topic. I'm definitely going to tune in after the fact. You guys enjoy. We'll see you back here Wednesday on the J. Ryle Show. Enjoy the rest of your work week. All right, Mr. Elias, to say goodbye to those folks. All right, so, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. Lightskin, have a great show. And coming up on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more, then we'll get into the listening lounge. It's the J. Ryle Show on a beautiful Wednesday, 347-850-127.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS. Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to GLAAD.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
If someone came to me now and said that I was just diagnosed, I would say it's really going to be okay.
There's hope. There's so much hope. Just hold on to the hope. You can make it. You'll be okay. You can get through this. This too shall pass. It's not fatal for everybody.
Get informed, get involved, get your treatment, and then join the rest of us in the fight.
It's actually been a positive experience. I look back and think, oh gosh, I could write a book on this and how cancer saved my life. I just have so much to be thankful for. I'm more grateful for the people around me who have been so supportive. I had no idea I had so many friends until the cards started coming. And it was just wonderful to see people reaching out and caring so much.
Sometimes when I'm off the line and I get the opportunity to be in a different little area where I'm kind of off to myself, I dance. And they say, look at her, she's over there dancing. But if I had the chance to sit it out or dance, I think I dance. That's my motto.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get in the fight. Take a loved one to have a mammogram done today.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen, in the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Folks, it is Wednesday. Welcome to the top of the hour. Final set, J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, boy?
What you with?
With you, dog, with you. Momo BZ and the Heezy, hey, girl.
And you know it.
And old Barstool, Dr. Princess ID. What's up, girl?
What's up?
Back and lacking, what's back and lacking, what's back and lacking? Get it from the back. Light skin still up in the house. I guess you're going to bounce out here in a minute, but light skin still. What's up, light skin?
I'm still here. I'm trying to transform Detroit to TV show to look like a TV show.
Oh, man. Oh, So we're talking about favorite things here. And before the break, we were Dr. Princess Odia told us that we needed to grab a bar stool. Is that what you said, Dr. Princess Odia?
Well, yeah, I think that if men, if you want to please, that's a great way to do it.
Wow. Okay. All right. All right. So here we go. Okay. So now one last thing here. Let's go around real quick. All right, Michelle. Let's listen. You talk about your favorite your favorite part of sex, Miss Elias.
My favorite part of sex.
Yes.
Is when I hear a woman come, man. That's my favorite part.
Oh my God.
Hey man, why you just Why you didn't just say have an orgasm, dude? Why we can't stick to school words? Why you gotta go to porno encyclopedia 101? What the hell was that, Miss Elias?
That's what I like. There you go.
I like when she come all over the place. Thank you, Mr. Elias. Thank you. All right. What will be? What's your favorite part? Of sex? Ow! What's your favorite part, baby?
She's not going to answer that like that. You got to say, what do women enjoy most?
Dr. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Dr. Princess Odia, what is a woman's favorite part of sex, Dr. Princess? What's your favorite part to deal with this? What is it?
I mean, but isn't that everybody's?
See?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's favorite part is the conclusion, right?
No, oh, so you want to say conclusion
mine.
Instead of using the other C word. I appreciate
she
that for trying to keep it rated PG. Everyone wants the conclusion. That's my favorite part, the conclusion of everything. Mm. Oh, boy.
My
hey, folks, we're getting around. Hey, folks. We're getting a wild up, folks. Wait till you hear sisters now. I can't wait. I'm going to tune in with themselves. All right, don't forget that. Coming up at 10 o'clock Central. Yes, you fired up. Coming up 10 o'clock Central, it is Nerdy. It's a Nerdy Black Girl Radio, right? So check it out. I think it's going to be some good stuff. All right, we're going to talk about it right back.
And why are you promoting it? I don't understand. I must have missed something here.
Be quiet.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about?
I listen to
I tune into Jay on the Jay Rouse show.
Rewind. Fine.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
Funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, every Wednesday it's time for the Listening Lounge. Smooth music for you to relax you after a hard day's work. Of course, you know how it is. We play the lounge, we'll come back and finish up. And then it's just the time, which I can't wait to hear tonight. All right, Mr. Elias, man, this should be a good lounge tonight, my brother.
Hey, man, let's get right to it. You need to call back in, man. You got a lot of boogie going yourself.
You know, I think all of us got it. I think it's the board itself because you do too.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
There's a day that you say, listen to the words. listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Why? 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 are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, it is time for us to wrap it up. And, Michelle,
you gotta stop eating.
Yeah.
I was a mic trouble. Mic check one, two. All right, real quick, Miss Ellis, I didn't ask you this. All right, man, look, what's your favorite movie, dog? Ooh.
My favorite movie? Coolie High. That's my favorite movie. Coolie High.
Yeah. What about you? What about you, Momo B?
New Jack City and Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, we should have known that. Then. Yeah, all right, Dr. Prince, do your favorite movie.
My favorite movie. Now you know I can't just have one. It's
Because you got to talk to the whole damn straight.
Only have 3 minutes, Dr. Prince O'D. It's your favorite movie.
I love I Am Sam.
What the hell? Okay. All right. Favorite TV show, Mr. Elias.
Favorite TV show. Martin. It was Martin.
All right. What about you, Momo?
Good Times.
I knew that. All right, Dr. Prince, do your favorite TV show?
Scandal.
Oh, God. All right, Miss Elliott's favorite song?
Favorite song? Anything that Layla Hathaway sings.
Woo. Oh, God. All right, Momo B, favorite song?
Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say Anyone Had a Heart by Luther. All right, Dr. Prince, do your favorite song?
Oh, 1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I have so many wonderful songs.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, we're moving on. Miss Elias, favorite color?
Favorite color is blue.
Favorite color, Momo?
Ooh, I like purple.
Favorite color, Dr. Princess Odelia?
Red, and
I love black,
and I love red.
Okay, wow. Okay, favorite pet, Miss Delias?
Favorite pet? A dog.
Dog.
Momo?
Dog.
Okay, Dr. Princess Odia?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you would say some bougie ass mess like that. All right, one last thing. Miss Kelly, that's your favorite person.
Ooh. My favorite person is me.
Momo.
5, 4, 3.
Mr. L E S.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh, this girl's a clown. She's talking about some Mr. L.E.S. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, folks. It is time for our final thoughts. Dr. Princess O'D, you're first. 90 seconds.
I believe my final thought is
I can fly.
I believe...
I can fly.
Life is beautiful. And I hope that everyone, regarding the health reform, I heard something on the radio the other day at a local station, and they were doing a little kind of scam on the streets with people, asking them, do you like the Obamacare or the Affordable Care? And it was interesting, the comments of people when they replied. Mm-hmm. One lady, for example, she said, I can't stand that Obamacare, but I love the Affordable Care. But that Obamacare is not for me, right? How ridiculous was that? So I want everybody to just study to show yourselves approved and be good with your information. And then I want everybody to watch Transforming Detroit on Sunday at 11 a.m. All of those Michigan and Canada listeners, you know what you should be watching. And you can go right now to TransformingDetroitTV.com. TransformingDetroitTV.com. The catalyst for global transformation. I love you guys. And don't forget tomorrow night. I'm showing Momo B is not me. No, Mom too. Adonis is not going to be here. See me by myself. Is that true? Or are we doing a rerun?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Prince, up there. Your time is now up. All right, Momo BZ and the Heezy, final thoughts.
Something wrong with her. I'm sorry. I just apologize for that, all of that. Thank you, and good night.
Oh, that was it? Damn. All right, damn. She can get more time. All right, Miss Elias, man, final thoughts.
Man, look, my final thoughts are this. Look, you gotta stop playing around with the debt ceiling in Washington D.C. because you guys are idiots. And you know, because what you're doing is booty. And you know, I do like booty, but I don't like the booty out there going on. But I like booty.
Wow.
Because booty is more important than breathing. It's more important than water. Let me tell you something, Momo B. I like
yeah,
you,
baby.
And I want you. Now we get to do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Wow.
Oh,
damn. Hey, I didn't see you turn down that street. Boy, that joker slipped on us that time. Wow, that was good. I like the way you did that. I'm like, I didn't see that one coming. Oh, all right, man. Well, look, folks. Once again, you know, Congress, like Mr. Elliott said, y'all get this crap together because the bottom line, people are really suffering out there because of y'all stupid ass and all this stupid ass stuff that y'all do. It's ridiculous. So get your act together. Get your act together and let's make something happen like it's supposed to happen. Cap. Yeah. All right, so look, enjoy the rest of your work week. We'll see you back here on Saturday if you're brave enough to come and get it. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening. And Tiffany D. Girl, I see you, baby. I see you. I see you
Saturday at all.
That's right. So there's one beer on Saturday. Okay, all right. Well, that's
fine. I might call in and listen for a little bit. But, yeah, I'll be in Terre Haute, Indiana, doing the damn thing.
Okay.
Drinking, having a good time with my frat brothers, having a good time doing what I do. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hold on, but you put in the chat room, keep your head up, Ronnie, Jordan. Okay. That's what Mariana was saying because she's actually listening on the tablet. Oh, man. Okay, Mr. Elias is staying on top of it. All right,
yeah,
Mariana. I was wondering what she was talking about.
What?
No, she was like, you know, asking me. I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? Thank you, Miss. I'm like, girl, this ain't Miss Elias. Okay. No, I get what she's doing. All right, fine. Miss Elias is keeping you informed. And, yeah, she listens from a tablet at work. Okay, yeah, you Miss Elias on top of it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so
he's
look, Miss Elias, man.
He wants to be on top of
me. He's
about to be in the back.
Yes. Bang, bang, bang. Ooh, daddy, please. Oh, my lord. I'm resilient, man. Can we shut this damn thing
down?
Damn.
I got some drinking to do and some people to see because I got one more day.
You
going to
start drinking right now?
Mm-hmm. I got one more day left.
You going to work tomorrow?
Yes, I got one more day left. So after that,
so why not show up drunk like Momo B does at work? Huh? Just show up, just
hey, yeah, whatever way I'm gonna show up.
I beg your pardon.
Hey.
I never be drunk on the job. Not when I get there.
Hey. Like James Brown say, whichever it is, it's got to be funky.
Be funky. That's it, baby.
All right, let's shut it down. All right. So for Momo Beezy, for Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, and Lightskin, we love you. We'll see you back on Saturday. Enjoy, folks. Be safe. Peace.
Peace.
Woo.